This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we've got several powerful reports that have been filed by John Bound. One of them is titled, Cancel Silicon Valley Before It Cancels Us. You want to fight the globalists, get that link and share it. Another one that we're going to play later in the broadcast, Biden administration launches proxy war in Ukraine. And that's what I'm going to be covering next segment. But it's the best of times, it's the worst of times, like they say in A Tale of Two Cities. There's a huge awakening happening, huge resistance. It's beautiful, it's wonderful. But we've got to be honest with ourselves. The globalists have a bunch of tricks up their sleeves. Cyber attacks, wars, collapse, race war, false flags. We'll be covering that all coming up next segment. Here is the latest report.
This, believe it or not, is the face of a tyrannical psychopath stalking First Amendment protected Americans on the social media platform Twitter, a platform that is way overdue from having its Section 230 protections stripped. Protections that have been blurred as new Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal acts as a dictatorial publisher editing the content of free speech to strengthen the left's demonic globalist narrative with the blatant outcome of rendering the U.S. Constitution meaningless while vaccination deaths and injuries continue to pile up outside of the view of the general public.
Quote, our role is not to be bound by the First Amendment. Where our role is particularly emphasized is who can be heard. The scarce commodity today is attention. There's a lot of content out there, a lot of tweets out there. Not all of it gets attention. Some subset of it gets attention. And so increasingly, our role is moving towards how we recommend content.
After taking the reins from Twitter founder Jack Dorsey,
people need to have their battle rifles and everything ready at their bedsides. And you got to be ready.
Send a chill up my spine. How about yours?
It did. I mean, there's a number of actions that we believe help a call to incitement to violence. And those are the things that we need to make sure that we are taking action on.
Agrawal has been shutting down accounts at a rate that would make the communist Chinese jealous, targeting politicians, journalists, and virologists to keep the anti-American propaganda sputtering along.
Beverly, there's more. Parag Agrawal on this tweet comparing all white people to racists, quote, if they are not going to make a distinction between Muslims and extremists, then why should I distinguish between white people and racists, allegedly from a joke that he was parroting. But regardless, was it that tough for Twitter to find somebody who didn't make comments like this to be its next CEO?
The hatchet recently swung down on Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene for allegedly violating its COVID-19 misinformation policy after posting information directly from the CDC's website, permanently banning Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology.
What the heck happened in Germany in the 20s and 30s? You know, very intelligent, highly educated population, and they went barking mad. And how did that happen? The answer is mass formation psychosis. When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis, they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere.
Dr. Malone, there are members of Congress who believe that what the social media companies are doing to censor people like you, it's good, but it's not enough. Watch.
It's no secret that our social media companies have been part of their algorithms promoting disinformation. And I think that these steps are important, but frankly, a little too little and a little too late.
Suspending Just the News founder John Solomon for tweeting an article on the FDA's statement that the fully approved Comirnaty vaccine is legally distinct from the emergency approved Pfizer product, which is more widely available in the United States. Congress has allowed this cancer to metastasize as politicians nationwide gorge on COVID relief money. Compliant doctors and nurses bathe in vaccine incentives and insurance money, and the Senate and House continue continue to be the kept minions of Silicon Valley donations. Nothing will change unless we the people cancel Silicon Valley before it cancels us. John.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, that must be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number two on this live, verboten, forbidden edition of the Alex Jones Show, Friday, January 28th. 2022. We are in the thick of what the globalists call World War IV, the economic, corporate, spiritual, biological attack on humanity of depopulation by the forces of the transhumanist criminal combine, the global directive. You know, it's incredible. You know, I meant to play this last week and I didn't do it. Will you guys queue up the new trailer for THX-1138 that came out in 1971, George Lucas's masterpiece with Robert Duvall? Because I'd forgotten that it was in that movie, and then I rewatched clips of it online to show how dialed in George Lucas was, where they're describing, this is the global government of the bio-collective directive. We have decided, and it's all a technocracy, because that's what they were actually planning back then. So when you see Dr. Strangelove in 1964, where they've got plans for underground bases and turning us into basically suboid slaves, this was being proposed by the Rand Corporation. And in the movie, Dr. Strangelove's like, I happen to have a development plan right here for just such a scenario by the Bland Corporation, yes. Not Rand, Bland. So when you see THX-1138 and you see Dr. Strangelove, they're making jokes about fluoride in the water. This ain't a freaking joke. It's an underground global government, literally and figuratively. That is a breakaway civilization. We'll play the trailer next segment. And then Robbie was pointing out during the break, and I said, wow, that's pretty amazing. Let's get those clips together. How they're showing a camera shot in Ottawa of the Capitol building, because on the backside it's like a giant park, an area where cars can't park. So he was showing me that they're showing a camera shot from the Parliament, no cars, no trucks, saying, look, no one's here. Because they're all in the city on the other side. And upwards of a million are now arriving. So again, they had over 2 million people for the March for Life. No coverage. They had at least 300,000 for the anti-vax tyranny operation. Yeah, there it is. All of that. So they're saying, here's a live cam shot. Here's what's going on at the Parliament. And then they show you the back of it, so you can't see what's going on. That's how the deception operates. Oh, look, no one's there. Ha ha, and Trudeau's staying in his house. He's not coming out for 5 days. He has COVID. That's coming up next segment as well. But let's get to the really big news. And then I did a very important interview with General Flynn on the danger of nuclear war and how serious this is and how he believes they're getting ready to stage a false flag as a crackdown on the American people and basically declare a civil emergency, which is admitted. So that's all coming up in the fourth hour today. But let's just look at some of these headlines. This is NPR. This just came out a few minutes ago. And I don't just believe NPR. We went and checked this. It's true. China's ambassador to the U.S. warns of military conflict over Taiwan. The globalists have put Biden in to be weak. They put Biden in to be compromised by the Chinese and the Russians so that it encourages them to start a war because Biden isn't really running the show. The globalists want a war with Russia and China. They're luring them in, just as Joel Skousen predicted 15 years ago, that by the year 2022, 2023, 2024, they would lure us into this war. China's ambassador to the U.S. warns of military conflict. Veteran Chinese diplomat Qin Gang, China's ambassador to the U.S., speaks with NPR Steve Inskeep at Qin's official residence in Washington, D.C. Interviewed him yesterday. They aired the interview today. And in this one-on-one interview, since assuming his post in Washington last July, Qin Gang accused Taiwan of walking down the road towards independence and added, if the Taiwan authorities embolden the United States keep going down the road for independence, it will most likely involve China, United States, in two big countries in a military conflict. You can hear the whole interview. In fact, let's grab that and air that later next hour. That's pretty big. And then you've got this. Biden warns Ukraine President Zelensky, prepare for impact, Russian invasion virtually certain. Fueling tensions, CNN claims Biden told Zelensky Russian invasion imminent. White House denies it. I mean, this is just a leaking disinformation operation. And basically, Biden is just a lever of power that all these different globalist groups are battling over. So one day it's the Soros arm driving it. Another day it's the Justice Department arm driving it. And another day it's the Atlantic Monthly crew. And then it's the New York Times crew. And then it's the Jeff Bezos operation getting what they want. Reminds me of the hags in Greek mythology that don't have an eye. They pass the one eye around and fight over it. And then they're literally, I mean, I want to explain something to the D.C. crowd. I don't want political power. I don't want Hollywood power. I want away from you. I want you to leave us alone. And that's all the Midwest and Texas and rural areas across this country want, is to be left alone by you. But you see, they're not going to leave us alone. They're coming for our children. They've already come for our children. They're coming for our very lives. They're coming for our jobs. They're telling us that we are non-essential, ladies and gentlemen. So we just showed you the dot cams that they're showing on TV because they have a fence up. They've put up about 150 yards in front of the parliament in Ottawa, Canada, their capital. And then they're just showing it and saying, look, no one's there. That's on the news. They're like, no one is here. No one showed up, despite what they claim. And then actually the whole city's just full of trucks and people everywhere. And they're saying they're going to occupy there until the lockdowns and all the tyranny end. And they need to beat the drum over and over and over again that it's tyranny, that it's illegitimate, that it's a great reset takeover. In fact, I don't mean to give you guys a heart attack here because the crew does such a great job. Will you guys pull up what we aired yesterday, please, of Klaus Schwab? Or maybe it was 2 days ago, bragging on C-SPAN that he controls Trudeau, that he controls Canada, that he controls half the cabinets, that they've penetrated the cabinets, and that they are following the belief of the Great Reset. Because that's what this is about, is Trudeau's controlled by a multinational criminal conglomerate that has sold us out to China and others and is now trying to start a war with Russia. Here is the clip, ladies and gentlemen.
When I mention our names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet, or even more half of this cabinet, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
And that's true in Argentina, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's true in Argentina as well.
It's true in Argentina, and it's true in France now. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the president, with a young global leader, but what is important?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break and come back, and there's been some big developments with Russia and China that are just now breaking. We'll get that information for you on the other side, and we'll get more into how the media manages perceptions and won't show all the big crowds out there. But corporate media has almost no viewers now, and independent has massive views. And no matter who they take off, Alex Jones, Dan Bongino, or Joe Rogan, just more people than fill the shoes and become massive overnight, because folks are simply looking for populist information. And that's why the tyrants will fail. But instead of just cutting the heads off of the Hydra politically, we got to go in and wipe out the globalists politically at the heart of the Bilderberg Group and their public arm, the Davos Group, enemies of humanity.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Those sites pretty much look the same. They're all great sites. But Roger Stone sent me this message right here. We can do an overhead shot. And it says, I join Alex Jones today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, that's the next segment, to talk about the Trump endorsements and what is really happening in the Republican Party. And then he sent me this message. He says, this will be the most significant broadcast I've done on InfoWars since 2016. So get ready for this information next segment. I want to make a quick announcement here to the listeners and to the viewers. We are in such dangerous, perilous times in this world right now that it is so important for you to behave and act like, in my view, this could be the last show we ever do every day. And it can be the last time you're able to talk to your family across the country for a long period of time. It can be the last time you have electricity for a long time. It can be the last time you have food in your pantry. The last time you can go to the store. If you think the deadly vaccine is bad, if you think what you've seen so far is terrible, if you think the supply chain breakdowns and the open borders and the devalued currency and the inflation is bad and all the wars and rumors of wars, let me give you the bad news. You ain't seen nothing yet. And if we don't realize how much trouble we're in, and if we don't get on our knees and pray to God and repent and ask for a reprieve, we're going to look back at 2020, 2021, 2022 as the good old days. I'm a person that's been ready for this for a long time. I'm a person that doesn't scare easily. And I can tell you, I'm shook up all the time right now. Because this is it. This is the fabled New World Order, World Government, Antichrist takeover. I'm not saying the Antichrist is here. I'm not saying it's about to happen next week. But all the pieces are being put in place. And the training wheels for it are being engaged in right now. And you go to these big churches, you hear nothing about this. Instead, they ask you to check your QR code and make sure you got your vaccine passport to be there. They are nothing but induction systems or feeders, funnels into the belly of the beast. And I'm not judging these groups. I'm just telling you, folks, it's time to get right with God right now. Big time. And it's also time for us to fight the hardest we ever had to spread the word and to get the word out and to warn people so they know what is going on. So we need to build up our war chest. We don't need to be running on empty here in InfoWars. We need to go strong into the future with as much capital as we have to operate as best we can. And I got to tell you, this could be the last chance you ever get to get these supplements or to get this great fluoride-free toothpaste or to get a book or a film or a T-shirt or storable food, because the world's so dangerous, you can wake up just like that and the power's out and we're at war with Russia. Because the globalists are going to cut our power off and say the Russians did it. They're all over the news. I told you years ago they do it, saying the Russians are going to cut the U.S. power. Type it in. Pentagon warns Russia planning cyber attack. Pentagon warns Russia turned off the Colonial Pipeline. No, they didn't. The globalists did. The globalists turned off the Keystone too. The globalists just said we can't have any oil drilling in the Gulf. That's the Democratic Party. That's the New World Order. That's the eugenicists. They did it. And I'm not here defending Russia. If it was Russia doing all this, we could stop it easily. But we can't, because we have an enemy within the gates that runs our system. And everybody that works for the system, that pretends like you're on the winning team, you're fools. You have thrown your birthright out the window. You've destroyed yourself. And there's still time for you to turn back. But I'm not going to talk to people that serve evil. Most of them are a lost cause. I'm talking to those of you that know what's going on and know how serious things are. You need to get your head straight. You need to get focused and get out of that fog and decide what you're going to do politically, spiritually, economically, culturally to not go along with this and not comply like the million people descending on Ottawa, Canada right now with caravans 50, 60, 70 miles long coming in from every major direction, exposing the Great Reset, exposing the New World Order, exposing what's happening. So I would go to InfoWarsStore.com and I would get these products and I would buy extra to have a backup. We're going to end the sale by Monday. Vitamin C, zinc with rose hips, 1,100% of your vitamin C. Very strong, very organic, very high quality. This is something everybody should be taking daily. It is 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Our whole food, not from Whole Foods, it means whole food, from food, concentrated, real organic vitamins, our multivitamin, top of the line, great price regularly, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Plus, 40% off. That sale is going to end Monday as well. We're already sold out the majority of these products since they came back in. I want to thank you all for your support. But now is the time to boost your immune system, to boost your body's natural defenses, and to fund the InfoWar. We have other great products like our new, updated, improved, even higher quality concentrated bone broth of chaga mushroom and bee pollen and really strong great turmeric. Can't do better for your whole body, your joints, your stamina, your libido, your immune system. It simply is amazing. I mix it in with protein powder take it as a meal replacement, and it feels so good. It makes my joints that hurt feel so much better. I ask myself, why do you forget and not take this every day? So it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you see there is ready to ship to you. And finally, 25% off all storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That's not been done since 2018. My Patriot's the biggest food supplier of storable food in the country because they have quality and they ship it to you quickly and they are Patriots and it's a really good price. Well, they bought a massive amount of food. So unlike others that are running out of food, they bought a massive amount and they're passing that savings on to you. This hasn't been done since 2018. 25% off on InfoWars Life Select. And that's just the name of it, our private label of it. It's their whole catalog. It's really Ready Hour is the name of it. People think it's Select Foods. No, it's their whole line of foods. I came up with the name InfoWars Select like 5 years ago. We should change the name because it confuses people. It's their entire line of food. It's their newest food. It's their best food. It's their premium food. And people buy so much from us at their big factories, they wait until one day a week and then process all our food, package it, and ship it to you in one day. So you'll order it, and a week or so will go by, and then they ship it to you because the whole factory line, I've been there when they've done it in Utah, and they run the whole line right there fresh right to you. So 25% off InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And that keeps us on air and it gets you prepared and ready. A true 360 win. All right, Roger Stone says he's breaking the biggest news since he's done in 2016 on the broadcast. Straight ahead, then General Flynn coming up warns of imminent globalist false flags to declare martial law.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient multivitamins, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we got a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, fresh off trying to put transgenders in frontline combat and trying to purge the military of anybody that's pro-America and trying to make the troops take experimental deadly shots in violation of the Nuremberg Code, the odd couple of evil, Austin and Milley, have had a press conference where they urge Russia not to invade and to stand down, and where they say the Russian attack is imminent. And Russia says, you're massing troops on our border. We've only put some troops on our border in case you do. We're not going in. Stop it. But there's just a hysteria here with CNN. Biden told the Ukrainian president last night to brace for impact, imminent invasion. And then the White House says, that's not true. So The Pentagon's busy trying to start a civil war with the American people. They're busy trying to put everybody in jail for January 6th. They're busy saying white people are inherently evil and that the Capitol was about white rage when it wasn't. What a time to be alive. Roger Stone joins us with exclusive, huge news. And Roger doesn't hype stuff that isn't hype for a reason. He sent me a message just 10 minutes ago saying, this is the biggest news, biggest show I've done since 2016 election. This is going to be absolutely massive. And what is he about to talk about? Well, he's about to tell you. Trump faces a mega revolt, a MAGA revolt over his endorsements. So what started out in the last year as a problem, endorsing some really bad neocons and others that hate President Trump and hate his supporters, now has become an avalanche where he's not even basically endorsing anybody good. So Trump is destroying himself, ladies and gentlemen, by pushing the poison vaccine and everything. It's very, very sad. I've been persecuted for supporting Trump. He did a lot of good. I hope we can salvage this. But joining us is Roger Stone, former top advisor to President Trump, longtime confidant, 40-plus years. Roger, thank you so much for joining us today.
Alex, it's great to be back with you and the whole crew at InfoWars. Look, there's no one alive who loves Donald Trump more than I do. I started trying to get him to run for president in 1988. I was willing to go to jail for 7 to 9 years rather than bear false witness against him, under extraordinary pressure from Robert Mueller and his thugs. I think he could be the greatest president in my lifetime. And can you imagine what he could have accomplished had he not been surrounded by Quislings and traitors? He gave us the most vibrant, robust economy in our history. He rebuilt our national defense and, in fact, our offensive capability. He instilled fear in our enemies around the world. He told the Red Chinese that we would not be patsies anymore. So there's much great to be talked about here, but it's important to understand the backdrop of what's going on here, Alex. Donald Trump's nomination was, in essence, the hostile takeover of the Republican Party. And what's going on right now is a systematic effort by Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy to retake control of the Republican Party and take it back to the country club. Now, there are times when the president seems to understand this. For example, only weeks ago, it was Donald Trump himself who was aghast at the vote by Congressman Christopher Smith of New Jersey for Joe Biden's Build Back Better trillion bonanza. And Trump himself went on social media to call for a primary challenge to this rhino. Fortunately, Mike Crispy, who is a broadcaster with Right Side Broadcasting, lives in the district, stepped forward and said, me, I'll take him on. And now this rhino's in deep trouble. By the way, Chris Smith has been in Congress for 40 years. Who called him out? Donald Trump. And he's going to get beat. So there are times when the president appears to understand exactly what's going on here. And the president has certainly called out Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell's ties to the Chinese and his desires to compromise with the deep state. What we saw here in Tennessee 5, which has got everybody in an uproar, is where the president endorsed a bushy, a rhino, a woman named Ortegas, who certainly looks like a bad actor considering her connections to Jeb Bush and Mike Pompeo and other deep staters. And hopefully this is an early warning. I'm not all that impressed with the MAGA candidate. Robbie Starbuck seems like a nice enough fellow, but it's a multi-candidate race. The races to watch here, Alex, to determine whether the president really understands what's going on are several. First and foremost, the most important one in the nation, the number one rhino in the country, the guy who is Mitch McConnell's right-hand man, is Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. It was James Lankford who sat on the Senate Intelligence Committee for 4 years and never once criticized the Russian collusion hoax. It was James Lankford who made the motion on January 6th to certify the election of Joe Biden and then apologized to Black Lives Matter in Tulsa because he had briefly questioned the results of the election, saying it was racist. In fact, it was James Lankford who said that he was open to a third impeachment over Donald Trump regarding January 6th. This guy is the number one rhino in the country. He is a certain vote for Mitch McConnell to return to the leadership. Now, he's being challenged by Jackson Lawmeyer, a hard-charging pastor and businessman who has built an extraordinary grassroots campaign, is beginning to press the senator. Jackson Lawmeyer is one of the most exceptional first-time candidates I've ever seen. So what will the president do? Will he throw a lifeline to this enemy, or will he support a legitimate MAGA challenger? By the way, you can go to jacklaw.com or Jackson Lawmeyer to read more about this guy. He's incredible. There are other examples. What about Laura Loomer? She's running an incredibly hard-charging race against Dan Webster in Florida. Webster didn't even bother to show up to vote against the second impeachment attempt, and he didn't even bother to send a proxy, which is allowed under House rules. That's how much he cares about the president. Recently, in a public forum, when a show of hands was asked for in terms of who thought the election was stolen, Dan Webster didn't raise his hand. The dichotomy, Alex, between the grassroots and the leadership of the party is like day and night. At the grassroots, furor about the last election is still red hot. It is the number one issue among Republican primary voters. I don't care whether you're in Nevada, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Tennessee, or New Jersey. I'm not going on the basis of my gut or my instincts or what I think. I'm looking at sophisticated polling. And while we look at these key races, we're going to determine whether the president understands that he is being undermined by those who seek his endorsement. Let's talk about why they do so. Despite his positions on vaccinations, which I also disagree with, as you do, do not underestimate the strength or potency of Donald Trump at the grassroots level of the Republican Party even today. 87% of Republican primary voters in Oklahoma are more likely to vote for the candidate endorsed by President Donald Trump. In New Jersey, I can tell you right now, that's a blue state. It's only 69%.
And that's why we can criticize Trump and put pressure on him to do the right thing on issues, which he tends to do. But we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's why the Democrats fear him so much, is because if he gets behind people, they win. That's why this battle to get him to endorse good people is key. We're going to go to break in a moment, but real fast, Roger, let's just name names. Who the hell is advising him to endorse his enemies?
That's an extraordinarily difficult question, because Donald Trump is a guy who likes to pick up the phone and consult with many, many people. He also hates it when people go out and say, oh, I just talked to the president. Here's what I told him. But I think in some cases he has been sold a bill of goods. But the most important contests are yet to come. We've already had some disappointments. So, for example, he's endorsed Vern Buchanan, a Wheeler dealer, often called the most corrupt member of Congress, being challenged by Martin Hyde in Sarasota. Martin Hyde's a real patriot. I mean, he is a MAGA Republican, a huge disappointment. And that you turn around and the president has endorsed Mario Diaz-Balart in Miami. The president doesn't know Mario
Diaz-Balart. We've got to come back and talk about this, Roger. You got a lot of sites, you've grown back your alternative social media. How do people find all things Roger Stone as we go to break?
Go to stonecoldtruth.com, stonecoldtruth.com. That's the best place to go. I'm big on Gab. I like Gab because they're really committed to free speech and no censorship. You won't find me on Getter. They won't verify me.
We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's the Alex Jones Show, still on air. Despite all the attacks and all the lies, and in many ways, more authoritative, more influential than ever. But that just enrages the globalists and makes them more than ever want to throw our ass in prison. Big old article in USA Today talking about Roger Stone under investigation for supposedly maybe being behind the insurrection at the Capitol. Unbelievable. We'll talk about that some at the start of the next hour before he leaves us, because General Flynn did an interview with me this morning. It's going to air in the fourth hour. And he said imminent false flags. He sees Biden preparing the public for that to try to outlaw the Republican Party and his opposition. Even Mitch McConnell 2 weeks ago said, what is this that Republicans are domestic enemies, including Republicans in Congress? What are you trying to cause, a civil war? And Democrats are everywhere, Roger. We're saying we're in a civil war. They've got to arrest us, not just censor us. You've already experienced them try to set you up and try to put you in prison. You had to be pardoned. This is serious business. Explain to people from your deep political understanding where we're at and how much danger you think we're in. And then again, your call to Trump, why you're saying this is the most important broadcast you've done here in 5 years, and why it is the most important.
Here's why it's the most important, Alex. What I'm calling for is to let Trump be Trump. Let him return to his roots. This was a historic takeover of the party. What you're seeing right now is nothing less than an epic struggle by Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy to take the party back to the country club. Nobody has exposed this as effectively as Laura Loomer, who crashed a National Republican Congressional Committee event in Miami and basically exposed the fact that Kevin McCarthy and the House Republicans don't want to talk about honest, clean, fair elections, don't want to talk about the internet censorship and deplatforming of conservatives and Trump supporters and libertarians and independent thinkers. They don't want to talk about any of these things. They want to bury them. But I can just tell you, the people at the grassroots, the people who love Donald Trump and the job he did for this country, are not over it. And they're not going to be over it. Big news, by the way, today, breaking just a little while ago out of Pennsylvania, where the Pennsylvania Commonwealth Courts have ruled the mail-in ballots used in the last election to be unconstitutional. It was pretty clear to most of us, but again, the rhinos in the Republican state legislature, House and Senate, threw Donald Trump over the side and legalized mail-in ballots. Now it will go to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, which leans left. If the next election is held in Pennsylvania under the old rules, you're not going to elect a Republican governor, and you're not going to carry that state, which I'm convinced Donald Trump did in the last election. Epic news. Not only that, but the governor has appointed a woman by the name of Lee Chapman as the Secretary of State. Where was Lee Chapman previously? Why was she was working for George Soros while living in Washington, D.C.? So they want to make their theft of Pennsylvania permanent. This is the kind of battle you would expect the Republican National Committee to be fighting. But they are MIA. Donald Trump has raised and continues to raise record sums for the Republican National Committee. Where were they in the fight over election integrity? Why did General Michael Flynn and his allies have to go raise the money, and great patriots like Wendy Rogers have to go out and raise the money for audits in Arizona, for audits in Wisconsin, to fight the fight in Pennsylvania? Where is the Republican National Committee? The chairwoman of the committee, Ronna Romney McDaniel, did that give you a hint? She is so busy counting the money that Donald Trump is bringing in, she's not spending any of it to make sure that we have honest, fair elections, or doing anything about the fact that our candidates across the board are being kneecapped with internet censorship.
And then meanwhile, Roger, all of us, whether it's OAN or Newsmax or you or I that tell the truth, we're all being targeted for destruction. That's what listeners have to understand. Praying for us, financially supporting us, spreading our articles and videos is beyond key, because they wouldn't be trying to shut us down if we weren't effective with the truth. And as you said, all over the country, the election fraud's coming out in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. It's being certified. It's being proven. And the legislators are saying, we're not going to have consent decrees with Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama's lawyers just to say we're going to accept fake ballots mailed in by the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. This is going to stop them dead in their tracks. That's why they're in total panic mode. Do you agree with General Flynn that they're trying to frame us for a new January 6th false flag? I believe they're cooking up.
Well, we both know that there is no evidence, as Reuters reported a month ago, longer than that. The FBI investigated extensively. They found no connection between Roger Stone or Alex Jones regarding any conspiracy or any illegal activity on January 6th. So you, and even today's USA Today said that their star witness had no contact with me or no information. That's because any claim or assertion or even implication that I was involved in any illegal activity on January 6th is categorically false. It's BS. But that doesn't stop them from recycling it. And then beyond that, Alex, the Business Insider writes a piece yesterday saying that my wife and I are under criminal indictment for a failure to pay our taxes. This is a vile lie. The Biden Justice Department has filed a civil complaint against us regarding our 2007 taxes. It is highly sensationalized, and it reads, it implies that we have either hidden assets or failed to report income. Categorically false, and I will fight it because it's not true. Only because my lawyers contacted the Business Insider and demanded a retraction and a correction does it now correctly point out that it is a civil complaint. Let me put it another way. I made payments to the IRS for 3 years running without missing a single payment. until the Mueller investigation bankrupted me, and now they charge me with not being able to pay their payments. Had they continued to work with me, they'd continue to be being paid. It's a perfect example of the kind of harassment you have to put up with. And I need lawyers to defend myself. So go to StoneDefenseFund.com. StoneDefenseFund.com. Put it up there, Daria. I need help.
Absolutely. Like, so let's talk about this. We are champions in this fight. We're seen as symbols of American liberty and populism. That's why the globalists want us destroyed and taken off air so incredibly badly. And you do have the president's ear. We're not going to make a big deal about it, but everybody knows that. That's why they hate you so much. And I know that you and others are working on him to get him to endorse better candidates, not just for his future, but America's future. I mean, is there any way to get him a good advisor that he can run these things by? Because this is really bad, Roger.
Well, we're going to see here. Again, let's look at those bellwether races. Oklahoma is absolutely crucial. The president has totally figured out Mitch McConnell and what a con man he is. And the president has made it clear that he intends to challenge him. Why then would the president turn around and endorse James Lankford? Will Rogers never met James Lankford. This guy is an obnoxious rhino snot who's not nearly as smart as he thinks he is. He never once in 4 years on the Senate Intelligence Committee did he defend President Trump. And now he says he's open to a third impeachment regarding January 6th. Well, the president didn't do anything wrong on January 6th other than exercise his constitutional rights to question the outcome of the election. Challenging him is Jackson Lawmeyer, a hard-charging pastor and businessman who I've gone down there to endorse because I'm so impressed with his candidacy. Now, the president can either give Mitch McConnell what he wants and cut his own throat, or he can stand with those who stand with him. Jackson Lawmeyer, by the way, has been endorsed by the Oklahoma State Republican Party chairman, John Bennett, former Marine, the first state legislator in Oklahoma to endorse Donald Trump for president. So you know where we stand. Look, I love Donald Trump, and I think he can be the 45th and the 47th president. And I disagree with him on some things, but look at the great things he did. And don't underestimate his strength. A Reuters poll last week, Republican primary voters nationally, Trump, 54, Ron DeSantis, 11, Mike Pence, 7, Chris Christie, 2. So for those who want to believe that the president has lost his mojo, you're dreaming, folks. It's not true. He is stronger than he's ever been. The question is, will he continue to lead a revolution, or is he going to let the party be hijacked by the rhinos and taken back to the country club?
So what headline do I give this interview? Something like exclusive. Roger Stone says Trump is stronger than he's ever been, but must endorse patriots. I mean, well, what's the headline here? What's the takeaway?
The headline is Roger Stone breaks down the internal struggle for the Republican Party and control of the future. The Republican Party is the last best hope for this country. They're trying to outlaw us. They're trying to frame us for crimes we have nothing to do with. Why are they so afraid of Donald Trump? Why are they petrified that he's going to run again? Could it be because he beat them twice and they fear that he's going to beat them again? He has to watch out for the Trojan horses. Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell are running their candidates in on him, like Corey Mills in Florida.
Roger, you're on fire. Stay there. I want to play that clip of him on the golf course a few days ago, saying I'll be the 45th and 47th. Get your take on that and more straight ahead. Then we have other special guests joining us.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.